I'm Kathleen Jones, and this is Writing My Writing Down, where we get writing done by writing down what we're writing, reading, and watching every day. I'm so excited to have our very first podcast guest joining us today. I've always wanted to have guests as a way to extend the mic to all the awesome writers I know, but I really didn't want to do interviews. I think interviewing is such a specific skill that so many other podcasts do well, including my favorites like Happier in Hollywood, The Moment with Brian Koppelman, and this new one I just started listening to, How Writers Write. I love the interviews on those shows. But what I really wanted to hear was the inner thoughts of my favorite writers without me interrupting them. So that's what we've got. And my first guest is my friend Maureen Monterubio. And Maureen wrote her thoughts to share with us on any writing topic of her choosing without edits from me. So I first met Maureen when we both worked in theater in DC in a festival called the Source Festival. I was an actor and she was a director and producer of the festival. And I just liked her right away. She is a competent creative genius. I feel like you usually only get two of the three. You get a creative genius who's difficult and sloppy, or you get a competent creative who's always kind of missing that extra spark. But Maureen is that rare triple threat. She's creative, she's easy to work with, and she's always on deadline. We've worked on several projects together. A short film, two solo shows, Pregnant Pause and Everybody in This Play is Dying, and we are both in Ellipses, a writer's group. She's a freelance audiobook director with Penguin Random House and has directed the audiobooks for authors like Elena Ferranti, Greta Thunberg, Lisa Krohn, Sue Monk Kidd, and more that you can see at MaureenMonterubio.com, which I'll also put in the show notes. And her latest project is leading our writer's group in writing a full season narrative podcast, a musical called The Make a Difference Dancing Delights. I'm really excited to introduce you to my favorite friend and collaborator, writer and director, Maureen Monterubio. Take it away, Maureen.
Years ago, I had an idea for an immersive theater project. This was around the time that Punch Drunk had just hit it big in New York with Sleep No More. I dreamt about this project, these big ideas, a story of space, the meaning of life, of humanity. I did not write it. I talked to other writers about developing it with me. I'm a director. I have a degree from the University of Tennessee, a BA in theater. I say a BA in theater with a focus in directing. That is not a real thing, but I made it real because I believed it. Because when I was 16, I decided that I would be a director. More specifically, that I would direct theater with an RE. I have never directed any classics. No Shakespeare, no Chekhov, no Miller. None of these men interested me. Instead, I found myself directing new works. I became a new play director. I spent hours, literally weeks, and if I bothered to count it all up, I would guess a year of my life in dank basement theaters doing workshops of plays that I did not write. I am really good at leading a room, a conversation, being a stand-in dramaturg, and analyzing text. I love this part of the process. So why, when I had this idea that captured all of my creativity, did I not write it? This is a writing podcast. So you are, perhaps, expecting me to tell you how I got over my imposter syndrome and my new space, life, humanity play will open off-Broadway once theaters can safely operate. Long story bearable, I spent 3 years developing this play with a playwright. A very smart, talented writer. We had workshops in New York and Seattle. And at the end of the final workshop, I left the project. Not because it was done, but because it was no longer the project of my dreams. It became another dream. That is the goal when you team up with someone to create something new, the beauty of collaboration. You both put aside your egos and do what is best for the story. I didn't want to direct that story anymore. I wanted to tell my own. I had no other option. I had to start writing. In theater, I prescribe to the honor the playwright's intention methodology. The text is king. In film, the director is queen. When you work in film, you can be a writer-director. So naturally, I started using the term director-writer. What? That sounds weird. Shouldn't it be writer-director? Well, yes, but it was easier for me to say director first. I knew and know how to direct. I didn't know how to write, and I hadn't written anything. Not really. A tweet from May 3rd, 2017. Just finished a first draft and it's awful, but it's written. Am I a real writer now? I should note this tweet received no likes or hearts or retweets. Last week, my first film, Emma on the Roof, was named a semi-finalist at Jellyfest. A film I wrote. Okay, co-wrote. To be clear, this was not the same project referenced in the tweet. That idea was terrible. But writing is a craft that has to be developed through practice. And that terrible idea was my first workout. I live in New York, and I had this amazing roof with views of the Empire State Building and the Freedom Tower. And I really wanted to shoot something on it. So a playwright that I had worked with and I were chatting, and he said, let's do it. This is how I wrote my first real thing, with a trusted friend, a known collaborator. He was interested in doing more directing, so we decided to work together. We would each be the expert of our craft and take the lead. This would mean we wouldn't fail. We started with a location. What happens on a roof? What happens when you're in your 20s on a roof? Your 30s. Wait, whose roof is it? A good note is a question instigated by the text. Giving good notes is a skill you have to develop. I had spent over 10 years developing the skill of giving good notes, asking good questions. I just had to reverse engineer this process. Ask questions about an idea, in this case, a location, the roof, and then, here comes the hard part, write down the answers. When I meet other parents on the playground now, yes, I'm a mom too. Maybe Kathleen will have me back sometime, and I can tell you about balancing family and creative work. Anyway, when I'm on the playground and parents ask me what I do, I now say, I'm a writer-director. What changed for me? Trusted collaborators, using my strength as a director for my writing. I joined a writers group, led by the host of this very show, Kathleen Jones. This group has helped me switch those two titles, helped me be accountable to my creativity and develop this new craft. These writers let me peek into their processes, posting pages of first drafts that would typically not see the light of day because they aren't ready. They laugh at bad jokes I wrote, ask their own very smart questions that has led me to discoveries in my stories and in my writing process. Recommended books, movies. During the pandemic, we started a weekly culture club where we watched and discussed movies on Zoom. It was way better than the film studies 101 class that I admittedly slept through. I've been told that I direct through my writing. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's my thing. It helps me open a blank document and write something down. I start questioning my idea. That's my gateway. Why is this interesting to me? What story elements exist within this idea? I think in broad concepts. Oh, I also recently got two whiteboards. One has my tasks on it, separated by project. I'm a full-time freelancer. This year, I've created a production schedule for my company, Mount Mo, and I am the chief creative officer and sole employee. It's a trick I'm trying to keep my creative projects moving forward. So far, I'm only a week behind schedule. The other whiteboard, when it's not covered in amateur Peppa Pigs or Minnie Mouses, my kiddo is 2.5, becomes my brain web. Drawing, doodling, keeping my hands busy and hashing out ideas while not staring at a keyboard really helps me. It's the writing work that has to take place before I can start typing. The daydreaming, if you will. I have found if I can daydream on paper, those ideas are more likely to get transformed into text eventually. Speaking of transcribing, what am I writing this week? I'm writing an outline for a short film, Camp. I hate the title, but I'm still going to keep writing it. Reading. So I read a lot of books for work. I'm a freelance audiobook director, but for fun, I'm really trying to read Dune. I just picked it up again, and I'm actually getting into it. So I recommend getting through the first 60 pages if you want to give it a try. Oh, I also just finished David Chang's memoir, Eat a Peach, and I really enjoyed it. I'm watching Parks and Rec for the first time. Yes, I know, late train here. It's on Peacock. Thank you so much for having me, Kathleen. And hey, thanks for listening. Good luck with your writing, everyone. It's so tough, but just do it. You can do it. Do it right now. Right now. Hey, go write.
Maureen, thank you so much for sharing. And thank you for sharing what you were writing, reading, and watching, too. So if you want to find out what I was writing, reading, and watching, I'm going to add it to this week's transcript, which is the same place you can find more info about Maureen, which is on hellokathleenjones.com. Okay, so you have an idea, a story you want to tell, a vision you want to realize, but how do you get started? And what do you do, besides listen to this podcast, when you get stuck? You call my friend and coach, Molly Pearson of Leap Workshops. Yes, I use a coach, and the truth is, I get writing done faster and more efficiently when I have someone else on my team, someone else to bounce ideas off of. I've worked on my last three projects with Molly. She guided me through self-producing two shows and writing three new scripts. Molly will help you create a plan for your work, equip you with helpful tools, be your accountability buddy, and work to troubleshoot issues as they come up. You can find her on Instagram at Leap Workshops and online at leapworkshops.com. And please tell her I sent you. So thank you so much for joining. Thank you, Maureen, for being our special guest. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere at Hello Kathleen J, Kathleen with a K, J with a J, in this podcast at Writing My Writing Down. This episode was edited by Harrison Lewis, who's on Twitter at HarryJTL. Theme song by Alexa Marino on Instagram and Spotify at Alexa Marino Music. Use the hashtags Writing My Writing Down and Write, Read, Watch to show me what you're working on. I follow these hashtags and read and share every single post. And we've been having a lot of fun on Instagram. At the beginning of the week, I share a story template with here are my goals for the week. And then at the end of the week, we reshare that same story with, this was my target, this was my actuals. So if you want to participate in that, it's a really great way to stay accountable. So look on Writing My Writing Down at the beginning of the week for the story template that you can just screenshot and share yourself. I would love to see what you're working on. And then Friday is my favorite when we see this was the target and this was the actual. and if you're feeling friendly, I would really love it if you would leave me a review. I mean, people who leave reviews are my favorite people. It just so happens that my parents have read reviews and they are written reviews and they are my favorite people, but other people besides my parents who leave reviews for this podcast, you are my favorites, the MVPs. I'm Kathleen Jones and this is Writing My Writing Down. If you want to get your writing done, write it down. Take it away, Alexa Marino, and thanks for joining.
Get out of bed, I've gotta tell these stories in my head. All these words are works of art. It's always hardest right before you start. So I'm writing my writing down, writing.